Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Saturday, 5th of June. Hope you're all well. Old me ends up the singing yesterday. It was desperate, wasn't it? It was desperate, but it's the first time for a while, isn't it? It's like if you go to the gym when you haven't been for ages, you're a bit stiff. It takes you a while to get into it. Well, the only way to solve it is to sing a little bit more. You can't wait, can you? Right, all about the Euros today. I've got a full or reasonable Euro preview. I will do every match day, even if it's just a 5-10 minute podcast. I will have bets, not every match, because not every match is going to offer value, but there'll be bets to have through the tournament, and there'll be goal bets, match winner bets, stuff like that. So they will start. I think the first game is Italy-Turkey, isn't it? Or France-Turkey, Italy-Turkey for Italy-Turkey for the 11th anyway. First match is on the 11th. Just before we get into it, Levy's done it again, hasn't he? Absolutely. Our Spurs fans are mental. Absolutely fucking mental. They're going, there's 100,000 seat waiting list. There's not. They have a thing at Spurs that if you join as a member, they put you on the waiting list for a season ticket. There is not 100,000 people waiting to shell £2,000 a seat out, I can tell you that. And the club is done before the season starts. I genuinely can't see, unless it's Pochettino, which will be a mistake, having fucked up these Conte negotiations so epically, particularly with the reasons coming out that we don't match any ambition, which is exactly right. I mean, he said he wanted to get the DNA of the club back. Daniel Levy, no ambition is what DNA stands for. It's quite actually unbelievable, because I don't see how he comes out and announces a manager now, whoever it may be, and go, oh yeah, that's who we're after, because it is going to be, with the greatest respect, somebody second, third rate, which is where we're at. You know, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that is where we're at. Why on earth would Conte want to come to Spurs? And clearly he doesn't. But you're just going to have a toxic atmosphere there. It's just going to be horrendous. I shall watch what unfolds now. Well done to OT. You got yourself £200 in that market. And I told you to go and book a restaurant, get yourselves out. Right, let's do the Euros. Okay, so I'm going to go through the groups. Not got a bet in every group. Then I'm going to go through the overall. Then I've got top goal scorer. And then I've got a bet that I do like. I'm not going to go through previewing every team, etc. There's plenty of previews and people out there who've done that. It's a short price bet in Group A. Italy to win it at 4-7, I think, is one of the absolute gimmies of the tournament. Mancini has changed this side beyond recognition, but with the same players, you've still got Chiellini, who famously said it's Spurs. Bonucci, Verratti. They topped their Nations League unbeaten. They've got hat-trick of 2-0 wins to start their World Cup qualifying campaign. I actually think they're a dark horse for the tournament, and I think they're certainties. I think they're scheduled to run into Belgium, and I think they're capable of beating Belgium. But certainties to top Group A. It's 4-7 generally, and 8-13 with Sky. So Group A, I think, absolutely nailed on Italy. Group B, another good bet, I think, is Belgium, 4-5. They've got arguably the best squad in the tournament, you know, alongside maybe France. Denmark, really the only true opposition in the group. Lukaku is absolutely on fire. Conte completely changed him he was a goal scorer anyway, but has really got the best out of him. And he talked about how Conte coached him and had him doing certain things day after day after day. Surely in amongst the top goal scorer names, and they win this group in a canter for me, even with the fraud Martinez at the helm. I mean, he is the luckiest manager alive to have walked into this group of players. So Belgium, Italy Group A 4-7, and Belgium Group B at 4-5, I think, are two cracking bets. Group C, I haven't got a bet. You've got Macedonia as the lowest ranked team in it. Holland will probably win it, and there may be a Dutch hiccup or two along the way. And I expect Shevchenko to get Ukraine second. So I think it will probably be Holland top, Ukraine second, but it's not one I've got a bet in. England, Group D, England and Croatia will qualify. The jocks are getting excited and they will think in the heat of battle they can come down and do the old enemy, as they call us, as they take over Trafalgar Square with all their tenants. They won't. It will be England and Croatia. They are streets ahead of the others, other two, Scots and Czechs. Whether England can finish above Croatia is another matter. And the dual forecast, England-Croatia, 5-6. I think with 5-6, we bet 3-6-5 looks an absolute snip, to be honest. And that even allows then for Southgate to fuck up against Croatia, the massive fraud. England, and it will be England and Croatia. I wouldn't say which way round, but the 5-6 dual forecast for bet 3-6-5 England Croatia Group D looks an absolute snip. Group E, no bet. I expect it will go with the betting. Spain will be top, Sweden will be second. Poland may throw a spanner in the works, but other than Lewandowski, they've not got a lot. So I expect that will probably go with the betting. Spain top, Sweden second, but no bet. And Group F, what a group. Defending champions Portugal, World Cup winners France, and the ever efficient Germans. Obviously had that surprise exit at the last World Cup. I do think France win the group. I think they're the standout team in the tournament. Portugal-Germany is another story. Portugal have lost just 4 out of 56 under Santos, and even in his twilight years, Ronaldo, they got a match winner. I can't split those two, and obviously the third, there are opportunities for the third place team to go through, so I expect they will all progress. But a smaller bet, France to win the group, and then one of those two will obviously, second and third will be France, Portugal and Germany. Wouldn't surprise me if it was Portugal, really wouldn't. But I expect the other team will grab one of who doesn't gets the third place spot. So a small bet on France to win Group F. So group bets, Italy 4-7, absolute nailed on, I think. Belgium 4-5, cracking bet. England and Croatia 5-6, the dual forecast. And a smaller bet on France to win Group F, what they're calling the Group of Death. Overall, it's got to be France. They just look a cracking bet for me. It is genuinely, and I'm going to talk about it and try not to lose me rag. It is unfathomable. When people say markets are right and this, that, and the other, day in, day out, it is unfathomable how France, with Deschamps, World Cup winners, a manager who's won the World Cup and the Euros as a player, he's looking to become the first man as a player and manager to win those, with players like Mbappe, Griezmann, Pogba, how they are vying for favouritism with that fucking fraud Southgate. It is unfathomable. I could not have one conversation with anyone, and I'm going to get onto England in a minute. I've talked to people about this. It's not just, oh, you don't like Southgate. It is unfathomable. Absolute. I can't envisage, and I'm happy for people to email me in and give me grounds for how these two teams are pretty much joint favourites for the tournament. It's unfathomable. Back France at 6.2. They will be right there for sure. You'll be able to back them 6.2 on exchange. They will definitely trade shorter if you wanted to protect your money. I think they're a cracking bet for the tournament. France at 6.2. And on that, then I have to lay England. Let's just get the facts and not the fucking dreamland patriotic fairy tale shit. Historically, England are always too short in these tournaments. The bookmakers know people are going to back them. The mugs back them. They get their self-belief and their hope up that this is going to be the one. And I've covered it after the World Cup. I did a long blog post after the last World Cup. In the last World Cup, England snuck past Tunisia with a 90th minute winner. We soundly beat those giants of football, Panama. We then ran up against Belgium, got beat. Some people claiming that he did that on purpose. In the knockout round first match, we're up against Colombia. We snuck through on penalties. We then beat an ageing Sweden team. And then after going 1-0 up early against Croatia with a chance to grab a place in the World Cup final for the first time in 66, we somehow managed to totally fuck it up. And I clearly have memories of watching that game thinking you knew Croatia were going to score. And the old fraud was fucking clueless. Absolutely stood on the sidelines clueless. And he is clueless. You know, it is absolutely simple. He is an FA yes man. You know, the FA, when Hodgson walked out, we are going to find the best man for the job. We're going to scour the world. A bit like what the bullshit Tottenham are coming out with now. We ended up with fucking Allardyce. He was caught with the old brown envelopes or whatever it was. And the yes man who was in the 21s... steps up to the job. It's a fucking joke. It genuinely is a fucking joke. And the sad thing is we actually have got some quite talented players that are going to be, you know, wasted again. But that's it. You know, he's an FA yes man. That World Cup, Spain out, Brazil out, Germany out, all surprisingly early. Holland not there, Italy not there. The stars were aligned and we beat Tunisia, Panama and Sweden. That's the fucking facts of it. Since then, we've lost to Spain in the Nations League. Admittedly, we have beaten them once as well. We've lost to Holland in the Nations League. It's a simple formula. It is simple. We beat shit teams as we should. And the minute we come up against decent teams, particularly in big tournaments, we're gone. And this will be no different. I'm telling you now, 6.6 delay is an absolute gift. We've got a manager that is terrible tactically against big teams. He will be exposed again. You heard it here first. We will beat the likes of Scotland and the country will start to believe and get all excited, just as I believe Spurs might get Conte Thursday. It's dreamland bollocks. You can wait till the group's over. We will go through and we may well be shorter, particularly if we beat Croatia in the first game. Remember, Croatia are an aging side, but still perfectly capable of giving us a game. But we ain't winning this. You know, Greece have won it, Denmark have won it, the Czechs have won it, the Soviet Union have won it. We haven't even got to a fucking final in it. And we won't be at Wembley on whatever day it is, Sunday the 11th, is it, of July? Book yourself a Sunday roast out, because we will not be in the fucking final, simple as that. No chance, absolutely no chance. The minute we meet a good team, he will be tactically fucking defeated. He is a fraud. Unfortunately, we're going to have him in this. We'll have him through to the World Cup. We'll probably have him for fucking ever more because he's a yes man. But it's English football will not progress under this fucking fraud. And he is tactically inept. His choice of players is questionable. He's fucking clueless. I have not watched an England game since that World Cup semi-final. And I will not be watching any of these fucking ones either. Because the guy makes me want to smash my fucking telly up that we have him in charge. Horrific. So, sorry, that's it. So, we're back in France. We're laying England. Portugal back to trade, 10-1. As already said, only lost 4 out of 56 competitive games. They will go through that group, whether it's in second place or third place. And from there, they won't pull up any trees. But after France, I think they'll be the hardest team to beat in the competition. Very solid. They'll just capable of nicking a goal. So yeah, I just think they will trade Portugal around about 10, a back to trade, and also I like Italy as a back to trade, 10.5. They are Mancini is doing something there with the Italians. We know historically how tough they are to beat when they get their toe in tournaments like this. They will qualify from the group, so you'll be in good shape. They then will most likely play Ukraine and they will beat them. And then I think next up for them would probably be Belgium if everything went according to plan and form. And Mancini, Martinez, you know, the players, I wouldn't like to call it, with Belgium managers, Mancini over Martinez all day long. So Italy 10.5, slightly smaller stake to trade. Portugal 10-1 with a back to trade. France outright, lay England. If you don't, all this is at your own peril, if you don't mind laying 6.6 shots. As I say, you could wait till after the group stages. Top goal scorer. If they don't have the manager, they do have the players to go here deep here. And the fact that Belgium are longer than England is also equally fucking mental. And if they do, you know, it will be that Italy game. If they do go through, it will be on the back of Lukaku's goals. He has been transformed by Conte. coming into the prime of his career. He's a true sort of £100 million striker now, when perhaps he wasn't when he went from Everton. 9.2 the exchange to trade is nice, or he's 15-2 each way with Sky, I think. Top four, that is, so you're getting quarter of the odds top four. I can't see him out of the top four of goal scorers, and also in that outright market with bookmakers on the each way side top four. I like Immobile, so obviously we're going to have Belgium, Italy probably. If Italy go through, you're going to have Immobile going through. If Belgium go through, you're going to have Lukaku going through. So, you know, you've got to have teams that are going to go deep in this goal scorer market. Yes, you've got the group stages, but these extra games are going to be vital. So I like Lukaku, either on the exchange 9.2 to trade, top four with Sky 15-2. And I like Immobile 25-1, I think, at Bet365. Again, top four each way. And Griezmann 25-1 each way at the same bookie. Of France will be going deep, and the guy is a goal scorer. So, you know, you can go to the bookmakers, top four each way, Belgium, Lukaku, Immobile, Griezmann, and if you, or you can do the exchanges, those of you who haven't got accounts, if you want to do them and try and trade them. And then one I mentioned briefly yesterday, and this is purely a numbers game, this, I just think they've got it wrong. And again, as I say, all this is at your own peril. Over 14.5 penalties at Sky is even money. There's 51 games in these Euros. Last Euros, there was 0.23 pins per game, but we didn't have VAR. VAR was in the World Cup in 2018, and at the World Cup, there was 0.43 pins per game awarded. So if the Euros mirrored the World Cup in any way, shape or form, you'd see, you know, if it was an exact mirror, and you'd see about 22 pins. So we have room for some drop off. We need 15 penalties to win this bit. So 51 games, we need 0.29 games pins per game to win, which is just a 0.06 increase on 2016 without VAR. I think VAR will comfortably do that for you. Even a 25% drop from the World Cup numbers sees us across the line here. It's just one I think Sky have got wrong. I think they're pricing it on pretty much the last one, as opposed to the effect VAR will have. Penalties for handballs. They're doing away with the accidental handball for goals scored, but you're going to see penalties in the defensive penalty area for handballs. You've got referees like Oliver who aren't shy to give penalties. I think Sky have got that wrong. As I say, all these are at your own peril, but over 14.5 penalties at Sky on the numbers trying to account for VAR looks to me that they have got that one horribly wrong. So that's it. If you want me just to run through them all, I'll just run through everything very quickly without all the nonsense in between. Italy to win their group 4-7, Belgium to win their group 4-5, England and Croatia dual forecast at 5-6, Bet365, and a small bet France to win their group. Overall, France look a great bet for me on the exchange. Lay England on the exchange. Back Portugal and Italy on the exchange outright winners to try and trade. Goal scorers Lukaku, Immobile and Griezmann each way with the bookmakers at 15-2, 25-1, the latter two. And over 14.5 penalties awarded at Sky, even money. That's it. As I say, from Friday, I'll probably mean a thing back to pods, but it will literally be, I'll be doing Euro pods, just covering the games and the bets that day, so people don't have to sit and listen to. I might do like two pods, a little Euro one, and then one where I'm doing a little bit of Eurovision Song Contest, doing a bit of singing. Spurs are a shit show. Martinez is a fraud. We're probably going to end up with him. Southgate's a fraud. This is horrific for me, because if those two have a bad Euros, one of them could end up at Spurs. I can't get rid of them. If it's Southgate, I am... Well, I'm done if both of them. They're both massive frauds. Have a lovely weekend. I won't be with you tomorrow, but I'll be back on Monday and we'll have the intro, remember, for the summer school. That all gets going, so we'll be sort of focusing on that through the... Euros. Right, have a lovely weekend and I'll see you next week.